Hi there, this is Pastor Christeline here from Calvary City Church, and welcome to our sermon podcast. We pray as you listen to the word today, it encourages you, inspires you, and launches you into the destiny that God has for you. May you always be found in good health, and may everything that your hand touches prosper. Enjoy the sermon.
Hi, people of God. It's so good to see you today. I'm going to preach for two congregations. For KK, good morning, Kota Kinabalu, Calvary Charismatic Center, great Pastor Cornelius and his dear wife. And for JB, this is a Saturday service, a very warm good evening to each one of you. As you log into the service, I pray the Lord will minister to you and the Lord will touch you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for both these congregations that are logging on through Facebook and YouTube. For Kota Kinabalu, Calvary Charismatic Center, we pray for Pastor Cornelius, his wife, and all the pastors. I pray prophetically, as in Psalms 92 verse 10, Lord, you will exalt their horn like a wild ox, and you will fill them with fresh oil. New vision, new direction, new purpose. And thank you, dear Father, for JB. Lord, I just pray, even though we're going through this crisis, Lord, we thank you for the healing of all the COVID patients. And thank you for all those who are quarantined will come out safely. And we pray for the acceleration of this vaccine, that there will be no setback, dear Father. We also lift up the shield of faith for all those who are not affected by this virus. The shield of faith to pull down the fiery darts of the enemy. God bless your people. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Be steadfast. And I shared with you the Greek word and the Hebrew word for that word steadfast in Bahasa Malaysia, kamu hendaklah teguh. Kamu hendaklah teguh, steadfast. In Greek, that word steadfast means hupomone. Hupomone means to endure, to endure. In James chapter 1 verse 12 tells us, blessed is he who endures temptation, and when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life. And Jesus used the same word, hupomone, steadfast, endure, in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verse 13, Jesus said, he who endures to the end will be saved. He talked about enduring the signs of his coming as to the pandemic that we're going through. The Greek word for that word steadfast is aman, A-M-A-N, which simply means be faithful. Be faithful. What may come, what may go, we need to be faithful. And it's like the parable of the talents in Matthew, the 25th chapter and verse 23, where the master said, good and faithful servant, you've been faithful in little, I'll give you much. That's the word steadfast. I entitle today's message, especially for this two congregation, for a time such as this, we are going through a stressful situation, both economically, health-wise, the pandemic, which is set to become an epidemic, and political instability. I like to entitle this short message, tough times. Tough times do not last, but tough people last. Tough times do not last, but tough people will last. Paul tells us, Paul tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28 and 29, Paul tells us, for you know, all things work together for good to those who love him and were called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from victory to victory. My friends, those who are watching this online, in Calvary City Church, in my previous preachings, I always quote these three statements. Okay, the three statements. Number one, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough will get going. When the going gets tough, the tough will get going. You remember James chapter 1 and verse 2, 3, and James says, brethren, count it all joy when you face diverse trials. The testing of your faith produces patience. When patience is perfect, you will become perfect and complete, and you will lack nothing. So, tough. When the going gets tough, the tough will surely get going. I always make this statement too. Do not make decisions based on temporary circumstances. You can make adjustments, but don't make decisions based on temporary circumstances like Ruth. If you read the book of Ruth, that's what happened to Ruth and the husband and the two sons and the daughter-in-law. Number three, I've always made this statement, your waiting time is not a wasted time. Your waiting time is not a wasted time. Psalms 27 verse 14 tells us, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Therefore, wait on the Lord, says the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, today, I like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And this will be the basis of my message, or the anchor verse. Now here we read, now I gave you the title, Tough Times Do Not Last, But Tough People Last. And I'm giving you the text right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Paul so clearly says this. You need to hear this. Especially during this time, we're facing uncertainty, anxiety, fear, and worry. Paul says clearly, therefore, do not lose heart. Do not be discouraged. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though our outward man is perishing, tired, fatigued, discouraged, but yet we are renewed in our inward man day by day, renewed day by day. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, he says, for a light affliction, which is for a moment, which is working for us, a far more exceeding weight of glory. And then he goes on to say, therefore, do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. Are you here with me? You know, in facing this challenge, in facing this crisis, in facing this difficult time, we need to know tough times don't last long, but tough people do. Glory to God. Now, what is the purpose of this message this morning as well as this evening? The purpose of this message is this. Every crisis in life, every trial in life, every temptation in life has an expiry date. Has an expiry date. We just saw 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. For Paul tells us, for this light affliction that we go through is temporary, working out a far more greater weight of God's glory. From glory to glory, from transformation to transformation, from restitution to restitution, from restoration to restoration, from acceleration to acceleration. And I want you to be encouraged. And that word crisis, that word trial, in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, Paul says, no temptation. He uses the word temptation. In the Greek, the word temptation also means trials, also means crisis, also means the tribulations or the difficult time that we go through. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, no temptation, no trials has overtaken you as it's common to man. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to suffer beyond your able to endure. With the crisis, with the temptation, with the trial, God will then design a way of escape. Glory to God. That's why I keep saying this, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be discouraged. Now, what am I supposed to do? Very quickly, what am I supposed to do in this difficult time? Am I supposed to listen to all the negative news? Facts will remain as facts and be discouraged. Should I listen to all this negativity that's happening around me and I become hopeless? No, friends, we are supposed to build fortresses. We're supposed to build fortresses. I'm talking about spiritual fortresses. We're supposed to build high tower. We're supposed to build hiding places. We're supposed to establish spiritual fortresses, spiritual hiding places, and spiritual high tower. It's like Proverbs the 18th chapter verse 10. The scripture tells us, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We need to build fortresses. We need to build tower. We need to build hiding places. We need to build a place of hiding, protection, so that we will not unduly be influenced. The facts will remain as facts, but the only way we can overturn the facts of life is through the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. And so therefore, Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run in and be saved. That's what we're talking about. We need to build a safe place so that when tough times are over, that we will become tougher and we will be able to stand up and not only face challenges and bring others to the salvation of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? David tells us in Psalms 125 verse 1 and 2, those who trust in God are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. And in verse 2, it says, in verse 2, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forward and forevermore. So the purpose of this message is to help you in the midst of all that we're going through, not to lose our hope and not to lose our journey with God and build fortresses. that will be a safe hiding place for us. We're not running away, but we're becoming strong. There are three fortresses that we want to build. Three strong spiritual fortresses that we want to build. Number one, building a strong fortress of gratitude. Of gratitude, hallelujah. Of gratitude. You know, friends, when my happiness fails, that the joy of the Lord in me will not fail. When my happiness fails, the joy of the Lord that's within me will not fail. And that's what happens when you begin to build a fortress of gratitude. I like to remind you of a man in the midst of his dark world, in the midst of his darkness, in the midst of his hopelessness, in the midst of his despair, he built a fortress of gratitude. And because of the fortress of gratitude, the Lord subsequently brought a great deliverance to this guy. Now, before we look at this guy, David says in Psalms 100 and verse 4, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and I'll give him thanks and I bless his holy name. The word giving thanks is mentioned twice. Anything that's mentioned twice in the Bible, in particular verses, it is an important principle of our Christian life. We read in Jonah about this guy, Jonah chapter 2. We read from verses probably 6, 7, 8, 9. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish because of his own disobedience. His own disobedience. And then 3 days, 3 nights, he was in the belly, in hopelessness, in despair, in discouragement, in disappointment, and in the darkness of his life, he was there. And in these 3 days, he could not see the tunnel at the end of the light. He could not see a breakthrough. And verse 9 tells us, finally, it was 9 tells us, Jonah then said, "Bard," the word "but" means, in spite of what I'm going through, despite of what I'm experiencing, I will sacrifice to you the voice of thanksgiving, and I'll pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture clearly tells us he began to be thankful in those things that he cannot be virtually be thankful, and begin to be thankful in those things that he does not see a hope, does not see a purpose, and he begin to be thankful. And thankfulness always brings forth a pathway to miracles, glory to God. And you go back and read the scripture, and the Lord then commanded the fish to vomit him out. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Therefore, do not be like the people in Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, and do all things without complaining and contradicting. Do all things without complaining or disputing as the children of light. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen, please? So therefore, let's flow with David when he said in Psalms 97 and verse 12, he said, "Rejoice, O people of Zion, at the remembrance of his holy name, I will give thanks." Hallelujah. At the remembrance of his holy name, let's recall the testimonies of God. Let's recall the goodness of God during this time that we are facing in this crisis, in order to remain being strong and build a fortress of gratitude. Start remembering the good things in our lives and let God begin to build strength in each one of us. Tough time do not last, but tough people last to fulfill the plan and the purposes of God. I challenge both the congregation, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might through building a strong fortress, a hiding place, a tower of gratitude. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Paul tells us in Ephesians 5 and verse 21, always in all things be thankful. Whether it's crisis, whether it's good time, always, you know, 20. Ephesians 5, 20. Always, always in all things be thankful to God through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's fortress number one in this difficult time. Fortress number two, we need to build a fortress of His unchanging promises. We need to build a fortress of His word, hallelujah, of His word, hallelujah, which cannot be shaken. Glory to God. Every word of God has a future plan for you. Every word of God is a futuristic happening of your life. Every word of God is a prophecy over your life. Hallelujah. That's why Paul tells us in Hebrew, the 4th chapter, verse 12, for the word of God is powerful, living, sharper than any double-edged sword, able to pierce asunder spirit, soul, bone, and marrow, and able to discern every thoughts and intentions of your heart. It's the word that will redeem you from your discouragement. It is the word that will redeem you from your pain. It's the word that will redeem you from your hopelessness and uncertainty. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen, please? Listen to this. Every promise of man will fail, but not the word of God. Every promise of man, every promise of the government will fail, but not the word of God. He's a promise giver. He's a promise keeper for your sake and my sake. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us in Psalms 119 verses 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That which I cannot see, that which I cannot understand, the word of God is able to reveal. And in verse 89, Psalms 119 and verse 89, David says, for your word is settled in heaven forever. There is no power in this world, both in heaven and earth, to erase the promises of God. And we need to become like Joshua. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This is what we need to do in order to build a strong fortress of His promise and His word. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, before this great war and conflict, God spoke to Joshua and he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Shall not depart from your mouth. As much as you speak the facts that's surrounding our crisis, we need to also speak the truth. That this law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate. You shall meditate. What you meditate is what's going to become of you. You shall meditate in it day and night. Day alone, night and night, even night. And then it says, you will make your way prosperous. You will make your way prosperous. No matter what's happening, the famine of finance, the famine of job, the famine, whatever it's happening, you'll make your way prosperous and you will have good success. And I've often said, good success is God-given success. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? It is the Word of God that will eventually bring you to the progressive will of God. Yes, from faith to faith, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from healing to healing, from riches to riches, from prosperity to prosperity, from opportunity to opportunity, from healing to healing, from deliverance to deliverance. Remember, Jesus himself said in John the 8th chapter verse 32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You cannot know the truth if you don't read the truth. If you will not know the truth, if you don't meditate on the truth, you will not know the truth unless you believe the truth. And John the 8th chapter verse 36, Jesus said, whom the Son of God sets free through the word is completely free. There is such thing as total deliverance for the child of God. Hallelujah. And finally, the third fortress that we need to build in this difficult time in order to remain encouraged. You know, this morning I like what this guy is a church friend. When I was saved, we grew together. He's in Kuala Lumpur. And I asked him this morning, somehow I just felt led to pray for him. So I sent him a note and I said, I was gently reminded by the Holy Spirit to pray for you. I'm trusting God, everything is good. And he wrote back, he's a businessman. He wrote back to me and said, thank you for remembering me in prayer. I'm going through a challenging time in my business, but I like to testify, even though there is shortage in business, there is no shortage in God's grace in my life. I'm doing well. Thank you for praying for me. And he mentioned about his son and the family. That's the fortress of the word, my friends. That's the fortress of the word. If there's something that you need to hold on today, is the word of God. Number three, we need to build a fortress, a strong fortress of faith. Of faith, gratitude, and the word will fail if there is no faith. Hallelujah. By faith is the way of our living. You need to build a strong fortress of faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 16 says, for the gospel in it, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jews and also for all, for the Greeks. And verse 17 says this, in it, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just has to just simply live by faith. Hallelujah. For a time such as this, we need to come and build a strong fortress of faith. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. Habakkuk says this, though the fig tree, Habakkuk chapter 2, though the fig tree does not blossom, you know, Habakkuk chapter 3 was what, 17 through 19, it says, though the fig tree does not blossom, though there's no fruit in the vine, though there's no cattle in the field, though their flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herds in the stall. Look at verse 18. Look at the declaration of faith. Here Habakkuk, in the absence of the provision, he builds a fortress of faith. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And he goes on to say, yet I will and then verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet, and he will make me walk on high hills. Hallelujah. From victory to victory, from defeat to victory, from sickness to healing. Hallelujah. Like deer's feet. When my feelings during this crisis, when my feelings fail, my faith in Jesus will not fail. Paul tells us in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 11, whoever believes in Jesus will not be put to shame. We also see Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24, the outworking of faith cannot be canceled by the crisis. In fact, this is a good environment for us to exercise our faith. And Jesus said in Mark 11, 24, whatever things you desire, pray, believe, receive them. There's abundance in heaven. Even though there is a famine of finance, famine of job, famine of opportunity in our land, but there's abundance in heaven. Receive them in your spirit, and then you will have them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Build a fortress of gratitude during this time. Stop complaining and murmuring, even against the government and the vaccination. Number two, build a strong fortress of the word. You will not be shaken. Engage in the regular time of reading the word and believing. And engage in building a strong fortress of faith, believing for the impossible. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. During this time of uncertainty, during this time of crisis, during this time of pandemic, Lord, Holy Spirit, help us to build a strong fortress of gratitude, a fortress of faith and fortress of your word. Thank you, dear Father, as your hands are lifted up. Lord, I just minister to people who have got need this morning. If you've got a specific need, step out wherever you are and lift up your hands to Jesus. I declare Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he who has begun a good work in you will finish it in the days of the Lord. Father, this is our confidence. You will not leave anything unfinished. Those that are sick in the body, those that need to be set free, those that need a miracle, Father, I just release your miracle over everyone who is watching this. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. You are a good God. Thank you. Bless them. Pray for Pastor Cornelius and his wife and all the leaders and pastors. Bless them too, dear Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For those in JB, let's get ready for communion. Praise God. I trust that you have served the communion in your homes too. Now, if you're ready with the cup and the bread, stand to your feet together with me and let us partake of this communion. Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood that was shed for each one of us. Thank you for the bread which speaks about your broken body. Today, as we come and partake this communion, let this communion be an honor to you and a blessing to each one who is taking, dear Father. Tough times don't last, but tough people will do. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going, dear Father. Thank you that you are a faithful God over generation to generation. We thank you in Jesus' name. We ask and we pray, and everybody said, Amen. Now, holding the cup and the bread in your hands, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, reading from verses 23 right up to 31, the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and he gave to the disciples and he said, This bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body. And Jesus said, As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are completely healed. Come on, let's eat this bread. Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and gave to the disciples, and he said, This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made through my blood, the covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of grace, the covenant of new beginning. And Jesus said, As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until my return. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, For we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin, according to the manifold grace of God. Let's drink this cup together. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands. Father, bless your people as they go from this place. Lord, thank you for the fortress of gratitude. Thank you for the fortress of your word. Thank you for the fortress of faith, that we will become stronger day by day, that we will win the nation for Jesus. Bless everyone. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you need to speak to someone, then go to our business launch. And if you want somebody to pray, pastors are online waiting to pray for you. God bless you. Tomorrow, we'll see you at our 9:30 service. With this, the service is over. Have a great day and a week. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's sermon. We trust that you have been blessed. For more sermons like this, do log on to our church website at www.calvary.com.my. Have an amazing week ahead, and may the abundance of the Lord fill you this week.